I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, the Eric Spoelstra souffle, as named for the archives by Mike.
Yeah, someone was saying, and I kind of like this, the Eric Spoelstra Caesar salad. I enjoyed as well.
Okay, you can call it whatever you like, you know? That's the beauty of this show.
Yeah. I guess if you want to go ES, it could be Eric Spoelstra egg salad.
There you go.
Egg salad's kind of disgusting.
Maybe
though.
The Eric Spoelstra egg salad sandwich.
Ooh. Again, I can't get behind the egg salad.
I like a good egg salad sandwich.
Not a fan.
Delightful.
So
chicken salad. Yeah, you got something.
Eric Spoelstra is by a mile the best the Blazers could do. I don't know that they could make a hire that's better than Eric Spoelstra. Do you?
Yeah. No. I mean, with the exception of maybe Popovich coming here, but in age included, I mean, yeah, this is the definition of a grand slam. And if they were to find a way to do it, and they would have to find a way to trade something or you know, pay it off. Spoelstra was under contract. It would be one of the more significant, if not the most significant, free agent or trade that this franchise has ever pulled off.
I would say this, though. I think that, you know, Spoelstra being from here, there are a lot of people here that know him. I would think that if there was, were smoke to the Spoelstra to Portland fire,
yep,
that it would be very hard to keep secret around here because of so many people that he knows that are still here. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
And right now it doesn't seem like there's much noise. Not that couldn't change, but I just feel like there's two things about him. One, I just don't think Pat Riley is going to let him go, period. Pat Riley is one of the best in the business. They've had a great run with Eric Spoelstra down there. There may be friction with players. There's always friction with players. I think there are three coaches, maybe four in the NBA, that are just carte blanche. I don't think that their management would really ever let them go until they retired. One is Spoelstra, one is Popovich, one is Carlisle, and maybe Steve Kerr. And that's it. And I think Spoelstra is in that category. I think Pat Riley would be insane and knows it to lose or to do everything not to keep Eric Spoelstra. And I think he would make that happen. Also, while very good and widely respected, we're suddenly going to get over our skis about how great Eric Spoelstra is if he comes in here and takes on this roster. I hate to tell you this, but with him with this roster is not much different than Terry Stotts. Because once LeBron left in Miami, and he still had Dwayne Wade, and he still had Chris Bosh, and he still had point guard.
Oh, you're talking about when that was Mario Chalmers was the point guard of that.
Yeah, Chalmers,
but they got
Dragic.
Yeah.
They still had Dragic. They had Dang. They won 37 games. He went from three straight finals with LeBron to winning 37 games. Mm-hmm. Since LeBron, his team won more than 44 games one time.
And last year
they had 42 last year, but that's, you know, yeah, they only played a 72 game schedule.
And they got to the finals.
And they got to the finals the one time. You should say they won more than 44 games twice.
Yeah.
The Blazers, since Marcus Aldridge left for reference, have won 44 games or more four times. So Eric Spoelstra is not the end all to be all. Again, NBA coaches are very beholden to their rosters, and this roster is just not that good.
Yeah.
So Eric Spoelstra, does he beat Denver? Hopefully.
And that's the thing. I think a guy like Spoelstra.
But does he beat Phoenix? No.
No, he doesn't.
No.
But it gets you past Denver. And I think we can all agree it would be a massive upgrade and probably the best upgrade you could make at that coaching position.
It would be an excellent hire, and I would actually like to see them. See, to me, him as the coach, that is the best they could do. I still don't think changing the coach is all you need to do, right? Like, it, as I've been saying all along, just a coaching change is not going to garner you much. And I don't care if it's Greg Popovich, Eric Spoelstra, Steve Kerr, or Rick Carlisle.
Yeah, which, by the way, every one of those guys bowed out either before the playoffs or in the first round. Just
It's just not. Yeah, exactly. Like, look at Rick Carlisle. Rick Carlisle is an excellent basketball coach, and he has one of the best players in the NBA. What happened?
Yeah, you got bounced.
And who didn't get fired? Rick Carlisle.
Yeah.
It's not Rick Carlisle's fault. He didn't have the roster.
Yeah.
So I just feel like we're going to get way over our skis on what Eric Spoelstra means. Now, if you bring in Eric Spoelstra as head coach and GM, I think that's interesting because I think you do need a fresh set of eyes on the roster. And I think he's great. I think he's smart. I think he could do it. Although there are a lot of guys in the NBA who have flamed out that are really smart guys that have flamed out in that role, the coach GM role.
And supposedly that is.
But I'd be willing to try that.
And supposedly that is what's waiting for Spoelstra, is that if he sticks around in Miami, that he will be the next Pat Riley, that he will move upstairs and be that guy. So I texted Sprague and just asked, you know, did you hear that there was actual interest from Spoelstra or just from Portland to bring him in? And he said, quote, hearing a lot, more from Portland, but Spo's family is here. He's got kids now, and if certain power is offered, I think that goes to your point, GM, right? Could really get him to mull it over. He's been in Miami for over 20 years. If he leaves, most likely it's Portland. He, quote, loves, all quote, or all caps, loves it here. So yeah, there you go.
Well, I respect Sprague, and that all very well may be true. The best thing he said in there was may get him to consider it.
Yes.
I think Spoelstra is probably doing, and his agent are probably doing what most guys do, and that is they see an opening where there's a fit, and they drum up an offer to get more money.
And by the way, people asking, you can't trade players for coaches, only picks. So
Not getting Spoelstra.
What you would have to give up for Spoelstra because he is under contract, you don't have a lot of picks going forward. I don't know. I don't know how that works, but someone was asking, what would you have to give up to go get Spoelstra? It would have to be picks and cash and Miami wanting to let him go. So
yeah. So
it's really at this point, it's not even necessarily up to Spoelstra. It's, you know,
there's not much more to say about it. I just think it's pie in the sky. I really do. But there is the Portland connection. So you never know.
Yeah.
You never know what's going on behind the scenes in Miami. I still think Pat Riley is a guy that will smooth that over if there is something going on down there. I think Miami, I mean, like you said, he's the GM in waiting there. Mm-hmm. He's been on the sideline a long time. Other than just wanting to live in Portland or be back closer to family.
Yeah.
What is better about what's going on here than what's going on in Miami?
I guess the only question would be, you know, like you said, is nostalgia and being home, because in theory, everyone would say, well, why wouldn't you want to live in Florida and Miami versus Portland? But again, the fact that he's from here and played here in family, you can never discount that.
No, you can't. But yeah, at the same time, we always overrate that.
We do. But Urban Meyer's dream job wasn't Florida. His dream job was Ohio State.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're like, well, why would you rather live in Ohio than you would Florida? Well, for him, that was going home. So maybe there's something to that. But again, I think there's a lot of entanglements here. And at best, I think this is a long shot, but...
Well, the other thing is you already have a GM.
Yeah.
And I just don't think Olshay would hire Spoelstra. I really don't. I think Olshay would be threatened by Spoelstra.
Well, that's the thing, is someone going around the GM bro?
Well, I hope so. That's where I'm... you got my... That's where I'm like, I hope that's the truth.
That someone...
And they are looking at that, which means they're paying attention.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about they being Jody Allen.
And Burke Hold, and maybe they go through and they clean house, and not only do they fire the coach, but you lose the GM, you bring in Spoelstra, and you say, hey, you're the coach and the GM, come here, let's see what you can do. I find that very interesting. I just don't know from a logistics standpoint what you have to give up to go get Eric Spoelstra, unless, again, Miami is tired of him and wants to move on. And that certainly doesn't seem the case. In fact, when I saw this rumor floating around, I started digging around the internet, and anyone that covers Miami at all is all saying the same thing, that the exact opposite of Spoelstra and Miami not getting along, it's been the case of Spoelstra, everyone is saying no, everything's fine, and Spoelstra has no intentions of leaving. So if this is going on, maybe it is going on quietly behind the scenes, and we'll just kind of wait
and
see how
this plays
out. So all
we know is that the Blazers have potentially discussed Eric Spoelstra.
Yes.
That should make you happy, because it means they're paying attention.
And I, too, have had internal discussions about Halle Berry, and I'm trying to work through some things and seeing how this could go and seeing what I have to offer as far as draft compensation. And, you know, it's a long shot, but I'd like to throw my hat in the ring.
I do think it's great that a host on The Fan has a source that's feeding him information. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Blazers do keep this. The Blazers traditionally have played everything very, very close to the vest. But, and this
is the other thing too.
But this is the thing with if Spoelstra's family is
nobody knows what's going on with Jody Allen.
Probably not. But if there is leaks, they could be coming from the Spoelstra family. Because
what if Sprague's source is Jody Allen?
Oh my, he is kind of a cute little guy, and he's always got his shirt
would
off.
Would you go up? Okay, so we know Jody Allen likes to sexually harass sexy men.
Yes.
Okay, so I would be out.
Mm. What about your feet, though? What if you showed her?
I could. Yeah, she might be interested in my tan, sexy feet.
Yeah, you know.
But let's say Sprague, who's probably, you know, like Sprague and Dusty. We send them up there.
Yeah, the Tenny to the Fan twinks.
So that Jody, yes. So that Jody Allen can
amongst them.
Yeah, she wants to bat around a few twinks, right? Yeah. So we send them Sprague and who's the other guy?
Dusty.
Oh yeah, Dusty. And then she says, "Hey, I need a bear." And they call you. Sprague and Dusty call you. They say, "Oh my God, get up here. We are going to get the scoop."
Yeah.
Would you do it?
Yeah, you got to do it.
You got to go up there and
you got to go up there.
Prance around in your little skivvies in the hot tub.
I got to be honest.
You know that whole story?
I do. If there was a chance that I could go up and get an inner look at what's going on at the Allen estate.
Even if you get sexually.
Yeah, I got to go. I got to go.
Violated?
Look.
Some of those guys said it was worse. It was worse dealing with her than in Iraq.
Look,
or maybe it was Afghanistan.
You can't pass up that opportunity. You can't. I'll take one for the team.
I'd go too.
For the stories alone, let's do this.
I'd have to tell my wife. I'm like, look.
Yeah.
I'd have to lay it out first. Yeah. Like, okay.
My special lady friend's like, why are you packing a camouflage Speedo? Look, just.
It's what she likes, babe.
Don't ask questions. It's just this is what's happening.
Well, maybe Sprague's already up there, you know,
yeah, maybe
dancing around for some info.
Maybe he's got sources. Maybe this is his source.
Well, we'll see. Okay. We'll see about that. Spoelstra to Portland. It's a done deal. Mike says, riot if they don't get him. And
can we not riot anymore?
Riot.
Can we stop burning and looting? Let's just.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.